Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Using the theme tune of the TV show, not to talk about the TV show itself, but instead us Irish people as neighbours to our fellow Irish, our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow dogs. So a survey has been done by Lily O'Brien's Chocolates, and it's a bit like if you've ever watched Family Fortunes. They interviewed a load of people and then compiled their answers in results in like ascending order. The most important thing of being a good neighbour. What would you say is on the list? To be a good neighbour, you should be doing what?
Keeping the noise down.
That is the third most popular answer. 57% of people answered keeping the noise down. Those are good neighbours. Anything else?
Bringing deliveries, packages in for you and minding them.
Fionnuala, you are typical of this survey because that is the second most popular answer. Taking in parcels for you, 6 out of 10 people say, yep, that's my favourite trait to have in a neighbour. They take in the parcels. Anything else?
I'm now trying to guess what could be the top one. Parcels, being quiet. Like, I should, this is actually very time of year sensitive. Like gritting the path for them. If it's icy and you're thinking, oh, do you know, you're doing your own path anyway.
Okay, I'm just having a very, very quick look. Doesn't even make the top 25.
Oh, I was going so well, had third, second, missed out on the first. What is the best sign of a good neighbour?
Going to hold out on a minute to see if you can figure it out yourself. What is the top thing you think a good neighbour should be able to do for you? 087 1102 107. Number 4, always saying hello. Half of people reckon, yeah, they need to say hello if they're going to be a good neighbour.
It's nice to have a smile, a wave, an acknowledgement. Oh, look at us. We're all here in the same area.
Number 5, bringing your bins in.
I wouldn't expect a neighbour to do that for me.
Never parking outside your house is the 6th top answer. Number 7, giving you advanced warning when they're having a party. Number 8, looking after your pets when you're on holiday. Number 9, giving you a lift when you need it. Number 10, chatting over the garden fence. I have never talked to my neighbours over the garden fence. Does that make me a bad neighbour?
No, I don't think so. I think we're in an era of keeping ourselves to ourselves in a good way. I would like to shout out, because I do have a couple of excellent neighbours. I'm very lucky with where I live. We've been gifted great sweet treats, and also I have one very garden focused neighbour, and that has ended up with like courgettes being dropped over, fresh herbs, and just I am really benefiting from the abundance and generosity of neighbours.
That is only the 19th and the 21st most popular things your neighbour should do for you. Sharing surplus veg from their vegetable patch, 14% said that was top, 13% said giving you thoughtful gifts like chocolates. Only the 21st most popular answer.
Just so what is number 1?
Remind you, 2nd is taking in parcels for you. 3rd is keeping the noise down. Number 4 is always saying hello. What is the top neighbour trait to make a good neighbour? 087 1102 107. There might be some things that are weird to you that people answered. Oh, that makes a good neighbour. Just like this voice note.
It also depends where the survey was done. If it was done in cabin, the number one spot would be if your neighbours sniff your clothes while they're on the line.
Okay, right. All right, okay. Now, we don't know if you're making a joke about cabin people or you're actually giving us knowledge about cabin people that they're going next door to sniff each other's clothes. Why?
Just to see if they smell good.
Just to see if the good smell. Okay, so you're up to this point, you're calling cabin people perverts.
Because, you know, sometimes you kind of forget to take out your clothes then and there. You leave them in for a few hours and they get that weird washing machine smell. But that's only if you're very close and you're from cabin.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with that. I think you're saying that a good neighbour should call over and make sure that there are no clothes left in the washing machine and that they should be hung out, that they don't get that weird smell.
I think that's called invasion of privacy and boundaries, and maybe just let your neighbours do their own washing unless they ask you otherwise.
But sadly, the only person able to guess the most popular answer when asked what makes a good neighbour: keeping an eye on your house when you're away.
That's very decent. Yeah, because we're wrapped up in our own lives. But if you know that a neighbour has gone away for a weekend, a week, and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary, You're a solid neighbour.
It's a lovely thing to do, but it does remind me.
Milhouse, how could you let this happen? You were supposed to be the night watchman.
I was watching. I saw the whole thing. First it started falling over, then it fell over.
Wow.
That's what makes a good neighbour. You don't have to do anything, just to keep an eye on the house.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.